you know, one of the wonderful things that I always find when I go to the Word is I just get super blessed. And when I go to that Word, one of the wonderful things that always blesses my heart is the way our Heavenly Daddy expresses Himself. You know, like when we looked at the absoluteness of God, you know, He declares, I shall, I will, I cannot lie. It's impossible for me to lie. That how His Word is that present-day living reality, and that the promises He made back then, they're just as alive and true today. You know, He says that that settles it. So I thought tonight we would just take a walk with our Heavenly Daddy, the God of abundance. So go to Exodus 34. It's a great record, God dealing with Moses. Read the context, you'll get blessed. We'll pick it up in verse 5. It says, and the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. When he declares a characteristic about himself, he does not change it. You know, God is light. He's light. No darkness in him at all. You know, God is love. He's love. Here he declares in his word, proclaims it, that he is gracious, he's long-suffering, merciful, and he's abundant in goodness and in truth. Go to Psalms 31. You know, in that, you know, remember in Romans, I think it's chapter 2, it talks about the goodness of God is what leadeth thee to repentance. Psalms 31. Verse 19. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of man. You know, how great is thy goodness. We're not just talking about goodness, we're talking about great goodness. And it's what he wrought. See that? That great goodness which thou hast laid up for them that fear. And that's those people like us who reverence him, keep him in awe, just see how great he is and keep him there. He's just an awesome daddy and a great God. You know, that fear thee, thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee. See, he wrought it. He's the prime mover. He does all this stuff for us. So he's great in that goodness. Go to Psalms 36. And that truth, great in truth. And how thankful we are we have this Word of God. Psalms 36. Verse 7 says, oh, excellent is thy loving. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadows of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is a fountain of life, and thy light. In thy light shall we see light. You know, oh, how excellent is that loving kindness. You know, how thankful we are for our Heavenly Daddy and what he's given us in the Christ. That abundantly satisfied, you know, that we shall be abundantly satisfied. Again, you know, you look at the absoluteness of God, and that abundant satisfied, another way to look at that is, you're really, really, really thirsty. And then you get your hands on some nice cold water, and you suck it down, and you say, oh my, is that good? That's being abundantly satisfied with the fatness of Daddy's house, of what he's given us. Hopefully that communicated, because it does for me. It's just, you're just absolutely blessed. Psalms 86. Verse Verse 5. For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Plenteous in mercy. All good. See that good. It's always going to show up, and it's not just good, it's great goodness. And plenteous in mercy. Verse 15 says, but thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. He just keeps declaring the things that he would want us to know about himself, and it cannot change. Psalms 145. You know, for those that call upon him, it doesn't change. He doesn't lie. He gives us what he gives us. And it's absolute in his abundance. You know, he doesn't deal with us like paupers. He pours it out. He's not cheap. He's not tight-fisted, as they say, when it comes to money. Verse 7. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. You know, great mercy, tender mercy, you know, great goodness, abundant in truth, plenteous, and then absolutely abundantly satisfied in what we have and what he gives us. Go to Jeremiah 32. You know, it's a wonderful thing that we can know our Heavenly Daddy, who is God Almighty, and that he gave us his word that we may know his great heart for us and how he deals with us. And here we're learning that it's with great love, with great mercy, goodness, tenderness, rich. All these wonderful things are ours. Here in Jeremiah 32, verse 17. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. By his great power, the heavens and the earth were created. And then it states there's nothing too hard for thee. Well, you know, think about what went into creating the heavens and the earth. This is the God Almighty who tells us to cast all our cares upon him, for he careth for us. He careth for us. Is there anything too hard for him? To deliver us, to give us what we need, to take care of us? Remember the absoluteness, I shall, I will. And here he does it abundantly, with great power, tender and rich mercies, great goodness, plenteous in truth, and all the wonderful stuff we continue to keep reading about. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 15. Wherefore, ever since I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That the eyes of your understanding, or the eyes of your heart, being enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. That's us, the sanctified ones. You know, there's richness in that for him. You see how he sees us? How great he cares for us? And it's all loaded with all this abundant stuff that he gives us. We keep reading. Verse 19. And what is the exceeding, that we may know what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe? You know, that power, that is according to the working of his strength and his ability, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is the body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Oh, it takes a God of awesome power and ability to do that, to set that man up there, and then he quickens us together with him. That power, the strength in his ability, according to that ability. You know, and far above is just not a little. Far above is far above. Again, look at how he deals. It's just awesome. Go to Ephesians 2, next chapter over. Verse 4 says, but God, who is, again, rich in mercy, and for his great love wherewith he loved us. I don't think there's a word to describe or to measure that great love, but it's an awesome love wherewith he loved us. And that rich and tender mercy, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together in Christ. By grace you are saved. Go to John 10. Gospel of John. Really quick. You all know the record. Jesus Christ declares that the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. More abundantly. That would be super abundantly. And that super abundance is in quantity and superior in quality. It could be either or, but when you're dealing, when I look at the Lord Jesus Christ, or I look at what my Heavenly Father says is super abounding, then I'm going to just go with, you know, super abundant in quantity and superior in quality. But that's the kind of life that we've been given. That's the kind of life that has been blessed by the Lord Jesus Christ, accomplished works and victory for us. Romans 10. Declares, for there is no difference between the Jews and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And he's rich unto all that call upon him. Again, see, there's no pauperism with God. He just deals that way with us. Great abundance, rich, tender, abundantly satisfied. 2 Corinthians. Remember back in the previous records when he said that it's what God wrought. He wrought this. This is another one of those reminders, you know. God shall supply all our need. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. Is it? Yeah, 2 Corinthians. That's why I'm in verse, in chapter 10. Verse 8 says, God is able, he is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. You know, Walter handles it, God is able to make all favor abound unto you, so that you always having all adequacy in everything may abound in every good work. See, God is able to do this. God is able to satisfy us abundantly in all that we go to him for. You know, to take care of us, to care for us, to handle anything and everything that we could possibly need taken care of. And he's not going to do it cheaply or stringently. He's going to just pour it out to us. He's going to abundantly take care of it. And that's the heart he wants us to go to him with that great expectation that he's going to do the things that he declares he's going to do. Ephesians, please. This is another great one. Verse 20, now. Now means now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to that power that worketh in us. See, he is able to do exceeding abundantly. You know, as a family, when we go to God together in prayer, when we are like-minded, look at the things that he says he'll do. He declares it. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think. Why? Because he's able, and it's his power. It's according to the strength of his power these things get done. And we're going to finish up in Titus chapter 3. Pick it up. Verse 3, it says, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. But, it's one of those great buts in the word, just like back in Ephesians chapter 2, 4, it says, but, God who is rich in mercy. Here it says, but after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. See? God is the prime mover. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Abundantly been shed upon us. All God could give to us in this age of grace has been given. He shed it upon us abundantly. And along with that totality of new birth spirit comes all that rights, privileges, and abilities that we've been given. You know, and along with that comes the abundance of his love, awesomeness of it, the rich and tender and great mercies, the plenteous and goodness, great goodness, you know, great comfort, abundant grace that he causes to abound toward us. And that abound again is superabound, and superabound in quantity or quality. And to me, it's going to be both when it comes to God. He deals with us abundantly in quantity and superior quality. And that's the life that we've been given. And that great care that he has for us is what we can expect him to do when he says to cast all our cares upon him. Because he's absolute in what he declares, and he's abundant in what he gives. Father, thank you for the greatness of your word and how you declare unto us, your kids, your great love for us, your great mercy, those tender and rich mercies, and how you've given so much and abundantly shed it on us, Father, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, how he accomplished that victory for us, and now we can just live and walk and move in the great light of what you've given us, and how you've just laid it out for us to be blessed, and how the world desires all these things, and here we have it just simply been given to us in abundance. Thank you again, Dad, for your greatness. Amen. Amen.